Blog Talk Radio.
If you walk outside your door right now and look at the plants around your house, do you have any clue which plants are edible? After a lifetime of research and over 3 years of putting this together, I have created what I believe to be one of the most foundational books for living on planet Earth. Most human beings have lost touch with nature so much they have no clue anymore how to survive on their own. Did you know wild plants are some of the most powerful food and medicine you could ever have? Every living thing on Earth has a purpose, even the toxic plants. You just need to know which purpose they serve. In an emergency, you need to know this. If you want to seriously improve your health, you need to know this. If you have no more money for food or medicine, you need to know this. This is a book no household should be without. This isn't just about plants you might see in a forest somewhere. I'm talking about the begonias in your window, the grass in your yard, the tree on the corner, and the weeds coming through the cracks. I didn't just create this for you. I created it for me, too. Why buy it when you can grow it for free and have an endless supply of free food and medicine for the rest of your life? This amazing Power Pack book covers over 1,000 plants found all over the world. It shows you which ones are edible, which ones are poisonous, what they're used for. Over 2,500 full-color images. This is the ultimate plant and health reference guide. Just as important is the second part of the book, a complete in-depth cross-reference of every health condition you can imagine and what plants have been historically used for those conditions. What plant do you take for nervousness? What plant repairs DNA? What plants are good for anxiety, insomnia? Which ones are good probiotic food? What plants can you make your own soap and toothpaste and shampoo with? What are the best healthy low glycemic sugar substitutes other than stevia? Which ones increase nutrient absorption and athletic performance? How about the performance in the bedroom? Even if you don't want to pick your own plants, at least know what to look for when you go to the health store. This section alone is worth the whole book. Once you start looking at this thing, you're not going to be able to put it down. You'll be amazed at what's out there, growing right outside your door. There's nothing else like this out there. This is a book every person, every household should have. The Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide. Get it at freefoodandmedicine.com.
All right. freefoodandmedicine.com or freefoodandmedicine.net if you want to give us permission for it, or freefoodandmedicine.org to see the site that we're working on. It's a little incomplete, but we'll get there. We've got a lot of stuff on our plate, and pretty much everything but the podcast and the blog is community oriented, so you can go there and post stuff, share stuff, whatever stuff. And then the blog, whenever we get around to the blog, we'll have some stuff there. We should already have stuff there, but we're just too busy. And the podcast, well, yeah, basically we got our Blog Talk Radio podcast, and then we got another podcast that we're recording at the same time. So when we run out of time on Blog Talk Radio, we continue recording on the other one. So Blog Talk is just basically our advertisement podcast. So at that, we have less than 10 more podcasts remaining on Blog Talk Radio. Otherwise, we got to give them more money. Money, money, money. So once our less than 10 podcasts are up, you'll have to go and find us and listen to us at freefoodandmedicine.org. And shortcut to finding this podcast in the future, provided Blog Talk doesn't delete us, we're talking about things that the New World Order doesn't want us to talk about, you can find this podcast at freefoodandmedicinepodcast.com. So there you go. Today's topic is cancer. And I got to go pick up my load, so I'm hoping David calls in. Otherwise, we're going to have some dead air. But fortunately, I don't got to do a whole lot of work while loading. It's unloading is where I usually do most of my work. So I can talk while they're loading. I just got to drive down here, scale in, and then hurry up and wait. So, before I get to the Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide book, a couple things that I know Marcus will want me to say is stop doing the things that cause cancer, like sugar. Now, there's good sugars and bad sugars. Like I've said in a previous podcast, and as to what I tell everybody, not everybody all the time, but most everybody, most all the time, this is what I try to say. When you're trying to change your habits, because Marcus Rothkranz and a few others, they say, you can't just take a pill and fix the problem. You got to change your lifestyle, which is true. You got to start somewhere, right? So where to start? Three places to start. Change your sugars, change your fats, change your salts, and then start taking herbs for whatever your ailments are. And start, you know, that's where I would start. That's kind of where I did start. I started, well, three things got me started. Losing all my teeth was kind of a wake-up call. I had bad teeth growing up. My parents didn't know about nutrition, not proper nutrition. So I had bad teeth my whole life. So around 20, I ended up getting all my teeth pulled. I still talk pretty well without them. I got dentures, but I hate them, so I don't wear them. Rumor has it that you could possibly regrow your teeth. People have in the past. Ripley's, believe it or not, somebody did. And I've seen or heard of other people. In fact, I know somebody who was in their 80s who had a third set of teeth ready to come in. She still had her second set, I think. I can't remember the details. But anyways, she had a third set waiting to come in. She was in her 80s. So that's somebody I know firsthand. She just, they didn't grow in. She ended up passing away. I plan on, hopefully maybe, reaching that timeline. Because I think there's a timeline where once you, like when you're a kid and you lose your first set and your second set grows in, there's a timeline. Usually, I think two or three. I don't remember. It's been a while since I had kids growing up. But anyway, so there's a timeline where kids lose their baby teeth and their second set comes in. And I believe there's a timeline where the third set comes in. So that's the other reason I don't wear my dentures. But anyway, we're getting off point. I know people might think I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs by saying that. But hey, I'm going to try to be as healthy as I can and possibly regrow my teeth if it's possible. If not, hey, I'll be healthy trying, right? Okay, so back to my point. I discovered a Dead Doctors Don't Lie tape, and so I started studying about colloidal minerals, metallic minerals, and so on and so forth, chelated minerals, and so that started me on my path, those two things, and then I started studying Dimmock, because I was into martial arts back then. I studied karate, taekwondo, jiu-jitsu, and so then I was getting into Dimmock. And at that point, teaching herbology, you had to learn herbology before you started learning death touch. And I pretty much stayed there. And I pretty much stopped doing a lot of my martial arts, which I probably should have stayed up with. But, you know, I kind of backslid on that department. But anyway, I had kids, I had child support, I had bills I got to pay, you know. So, I just stayed with herbology and got into psychology and stuff like that. Became more analytical. So what I tell people is start out with changing your basics. Like, you know, look for minerals. I think that's the foundation of everything. Minerals, vitamins. It's like that doctors don't lie, Dr. Wallach. The foundation is minerals and vitamins. I've also studied orthomolecular medicine, which is vitamin therapy. So I believe that's the foundation. So start there. Replace your sugars with, you know, your bad sugars with good sugars while you're weaning yourself off being addicted to sugar. That's my problem. I'm a sweetaholic. I love sweets. I was raised on them, but that's probably not the only reason. I mean, our society is, you know, everything sweet, 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 sweet. So I got to work on. So I try to eat healthy. I try to eat healthy sugars, raw sugar. The second thing would be to replace your salt. Get rid of your white salts and replace them with raw salt, sea salt, things of that nature. And then your fats. Quit eating unhealthy fats. I'm breaking up for a minute because I'm inside the building. I'm going to scale myself. All right. Date, I have no clue. I'll just put my name down here in the corner and let the boss man do the rest. No. Alright. Alright, I don't know if you heard any of that. I was inside the building on my Bluetooth. Phone was in the truck. So, down here getting ready to load. I had to scale myself in. Still waiting for David Ray, but now is the hurry up and wait part. So now, focus. Focus. Which is something I have a hard time doing because I'm a little ADD. Cancer! So like I said, basically you start out with changing your habit. So if you got cancer or you think you might have cancer or you got tumors, if I got a friend who might have to have surgery here shortly for tumors, so hopefully maybe I can edumacate her on some herbology so that maybe avoid that, but it's probably a little late. Not a little late to fix the problem, but it's a little late because she's probably going to go ahead and have her surgery, which may or may not be detrimental or a bad thing. But anyway, viruses, tumors, and cancers, all three are related, according to David Ray and some of our herbology studies. So I know there are direct links to all three, but I'm not as analytical as, say, David Ray and some other people, so I can't tell you the direct links. I'm just aware of them. So anyway, David's more like a rock scientist, and so I rely on him on the more analytical aspects of the analytical aspects. I can just give you the surface of the analytical aspect. So, change your habits by starting with sugars, salt, and fats. Start with, you know, changing, you know, getting rid of the unhealthy fat, like corn oils and stuff like that, pork products, pork fat, things like that, and get used healthy fat. Get rid of your unhealthy sugars, unhealthy salts, and replace those with healthy sugars and healthy salts. Start taking real quality minerals and vitamins. That's where I would start. Then you look at books like the Free Food and Medicine book or other herbology books. My favorite book until I found the Free Food and Medicine book was Prescriptions for Natural Healing. I've been using that for over 20 years now. Since 1996, I've been using Prescriptions for Natural Healing. And it's in a box somewhere right now. So right now, my number one book is the Free Food and Medicine book. And I love it, which is why we named our podcast after it. So anyway, cancer. I'm going to go ahead and read these off, and then we'll pick one and go into more detail if we have time. And we might go into overtime, so you'll find the overtime at freefoodandmedicine.org. Some of these I don't know much about or I can't pronounce, so bear with me. agrimony. Now, I don't know anything about that, and I'm not even sure if I pronounced it right, but there's David Ray. David Ray to the rescue.
So you recognize my face.
Your face.
Well,
anyway,
how else did you recognize me?
By your ding.
By my ding?
We don't
my
have any
unique,
callers.
Whatever else is ding?
We don't have any callers, so it would have to be. None of my stalkers call
yeah,
in. They just listen. And talk about what I talk about after the fact. Anyway. But yeah, if you want to call
yeah,
in and have something pot, am I? Oh, yeah, I'm not in the best of areas. All right, so we're reading the herbs for cancer.
Right.
You got the book?
Yes, yeah. You've been at it for 15 minutes. I assume you're about a quarter way through.
No, I just started.
Oh. No. Terrible.
Terrible. So the first one was agrimony, if I pronounced that right.
Yeah, I'd probably pronounce it the same way.
The second one would be alfalfa.
Alfalfa, superfood.
Superfood.
My father used it to, make a tea out of it. Make a tea out of it. My stepfather used it in order to get sick calves back to health so that they could go back onto their mama's milk and be healthy little calves. So.
There you go. Aloe vera.
Yeah, for those of you who do.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
For those of you that what?
Well, I was going to say, for those of you who dread milk, try alfalfa tea instead. Aloe vera, he got a star behind that one.
What did the star
mean?
Yeah,
aloe vera, it draws things out. So what?
What did the star mean again?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking down at Candida.
Okay.
They does have aloe vera after cancer. I'm guessing, because I didn't find anything in the book that says what the star means. But I'm guessing he's saying, hey, this is one of the better ones for this condition. So that said, I scanned through here real quick. I see chaparral has a star after it. And as far as I can tell, that's the only one that has a star after it under cancer. So.
Yeah, I think that would be what I think the star means. That's like the number one thing you want to use for that.
I'm guessing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I looked up agrimony. It's got a long stem with a yellow flower on it.
And
it's good for all kinds of things.
I'm going to hang up and call back in because
it's
really hard to hear you.
Okay. I'm on my good phone. All right. Anyway, hopefully that wasn't me breaking up. So, yeah, okay. Agrimony. I'm not familiar with it, but it's got a lot of good properties. So after aloe vera is almonds. Almonds are good for a lot of things. I think heartburn or acid reflux, it's good for that. What else is almonds good for?
I didn't hear what you originally said, but almonds has... vitamin B
17, I think it is, or something like that.
Okay.
It's the chemical. Yeah, it's the chemical that gives it its flavor. People get apricot pits, whatever. I forget the name of the chemical, but it's basically the thing that kills cancer. Every cancer cell has a hormone to it that breaks this vitamin in half and releases the cyanide that's in it. And so basically, when you're smelling almonds, you're smelling the smell of cyanide, all right? But it's trapped in this vitamin, and so it won't be released until it exposes this particular hormone, at which point it will release it, and, well, it's only cancer cells that give off that hormone. So. You still there?
Yeah, I'm moving a little bit to see if I'm the reason why it's breaking up or if it's you.
Are you
yeah, we're very
professional.
I think it's you. But who knows? All right.
Well,
so
I'm using my headphones.
Okay. Try taking those off.
Is the speakerphone better?
So far, so good.
Okay, you're still sputtering.
Am I?
Yep.
That's probably me then. Okay, so.
All right.
Andrographis. I don't remember what that is.
Andrographis.
All right, we'll
yep,
skip that for
that.
Now.
Angelica?
Angelica!
Artichoke and arugula and ash. I assume he's talking about the tree.
Yes.
And then
asparagus.
And astragalus is it's an herb from China. My mom got that for a cold cure. So I'm willing to bet we saw it under
viruses.
Under viruses, and again under tumors, and probably, you know, well, here it is again on cancer.
And not a tumor. All
right. Did you mention what we heard Roth Grant saying last night on one of his recordings?
Depends.
Well, okay. So he got on and basically is saying, you know, all these people keep emailing him, writing him, and asking, you know, what's the cure for this and what's the cure for that? And his biggest response is stop doing those things which cause the problem in the first place.
Right.
And I know I often say it's not so much avoiding the poisons as it is putting in good stuff, but he did have a point. You know, if you were to eat a bag of flour, that would really clog up your system something awful, and you would not be able to absorb any nutrients until you cleared it. So, you know, filling your arteries with plaques and you know, basically poisoning your muscle tissue and your flesh and stuff like that. All those things will hinder your ability to absorb those nutrients. So, you know, yeah, we eat too much sugar. We clog our arteries with bad fats and dead fats and things like that. You know, so along with eating these wonderful things he's got listed here, You know, we should be doing things to clean ourselves out. And some of these do that. Some of these herbs do clean you out, you know, like the almonds. And I bet you he's got, he's probably got peach pits in here someplace. I'm looking to see. I do not see peach mentioned at all. How about apricot? Didn't he just mention apricot, did he? All right. How did you put berry pits? Nope. Nope, he didn't mention them. I don't know why he didn't mention them. Because apricot pits is a bit more for getting at the B17. Right? I don't know. Maybe there is research who doesn't particularly believe in B17. I'm a small guy guessing that's that article. I didn't number. I could be all wrong. from what I've read, it's technically not a B vitamin, but it gets called that often, and it is the thing that you'll find in almonds, cherry pits, peach pits, apricot pits. It's got another chemical name. I can't remember it, but it breaks down in the presence of a hormone that's released by cancer to release the cyanide that's in it. And because it's the cancer cells that release the hormone, the cyanide ends up being in proximity of those cancer cells and thus kills those cancer cells. So. Anyway. So, yeah, clean up your act. You know, it doesn't do good to eat good, nutritious food if you haven't straightened things out.
Well, yeah, so. I touched on that. Basically, what Marcus Rothkranz and a lot of other people would say is, you know, stop doing the bad habits that created the problem in the first place. I was watching a video, and I just recently posted it on my Facebook page for my Facebook people about sugar. And now they thought that diabetes and all these other diseases were caused by bad fat. And because they were pushing this, you know, change your fats thing, because people were starting to get unhealthy. And so they changed their fat. People continue to be getting unhealthy, and problems keep escalating. And they determined that basically the problem was sugar. And Marcus Rothkranz preaches about sugar real bad too. Cut out as many sugars as you can. Cut out any processed foods. Cut out any pastas and cereals. You want your grains to be raw. You want raw grains. That being said, what I was saying in the beginning, you want to start replacing your bad stuff with good stuff. Replace your bad sugars with good sugars. Replace your bad fats with good fats, your bad salts with good salts. Anything that you have around the house, eating, you know, start with one thing at a time and start replacing them, the unhealthy ones, with healthy ones. And just weed out all the unhealthy stuff and weed in the healthy stuff. And if you do have ailments, then start taking herbs for those. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, homeopathic remedies. But my personal opinion is the foundation to health is minerals and vitamins. You still got amino acids, fatty acids. But minerals and vitamins, those are the foundation. Those are the building blocks. Fruits and vegetables, or fruits tend to have more vitamins. And vegetables tend to have more minerals. I think nuts tend to have more amino acids. And I'm not sure exactly what all has fatty acids, but seeds and nuts will have most of your amino acids. I'm sure there's other things that have it as well. But, you know, that's the foundation. Minerals, vitamins, amino acids, fatty acids. Now, you can get those in a factory, you know, factory bottled pills or liquid minerals supplements. But ideally, you want to get them fresh from the plant themselves. And that's why we're doing this podcast and doing the website for freefoodandmedicine.org. So what's next?
Wow.
Am I still breaking up?
Yeah, every syllable you say is being doubled.
Okay, I'm thinking it's you. But anyway, what's next on the list?
Well, we're off into the bees. Balsam pear. Begonia.
Boston pear. Or
birch.
Not Boston pear, balsamic pear, right?
Balsam. Balsam pear.
Balsam. Balsam pear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Like the really soft wood that they use for craft. I don't know. I assume that's not the source of that wood. And then,
so it's not a pear, it's a tree.
Black walnut?
Black walnut.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They were talking about black walnut. Black walnut's good, especially if you live in the Midwest. I don't know where else walnuts grow. In our area, we got tons of black walnut. The Marcus Rothkrenn's mentor, or at least one of them, he says he likes it. He was talking about iodine, healthy iodine, because too much bad iodine will cause problems. And he said he liked to get his good iodine from seaweed. But if you can't get it from your seaweed, he says his second choice would be black walnut. And what I call good side effect to black walnut is it's also anti-parasitic. Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. You go.
Do what?
Get rid of the worms. Yeah, black walnut is also a painkiller. But yeah, it's anti-parasitic, pain relief, and a good source of iodine, organic iodine.
Organic iodine. So, yeah, you get your healthy salt, not this table salt crap, and you do your black walnut. You get your iodine from the black walnut, your other minerals from the raw salt.
Right. One of the things you just pointed out about iodine, though, is that iodine is one of those base rate minerals. It's along the lines of you only need a trace above it. You don't need a lot of iodine.
No.
Okay. So it'll last you a while, and you don't need tons of it. And there's lots of people who suffer from iodine poisoning because they're taking lots of iodine, you know, mainly around this Fukushima thing. Which he brought up in that particular podcast is very interesting. I've had a lot of concerns for my children who are in California because of the waters from Fukushima. I've heard that the radioactivity is traveling with the water. But he points out that the heavy metals are heavy. So
that's why I call them heavy metals.
They tend to sink. Yeah, well,
yeah.
They tend to sink. So even the lead would be at the bottom of the ocean. It tends not to stay near the surface.
Right, and that's why I like seaweed. Because it floats.
It floats. Yeah, it needs that sunlight.
It's not going to be anywhere near the bottom. The body's walking on the new appearance feature of the bottom, the middle, and the off sunlight.
So
you could shoot a few miles from the limit, but, you know, the ocean, the big, the giant jolt.
So we don't really want to use it as a toxic waste dump, but it does, you know, it does, it's, the way
it does filter
works,
some
does
things
act
like
as a
it's
filter
supposed
for
to.
Us and protect us.
Right. And who knows, those bottom feeders might need more of those heavy metals.
Well,
I don't
that's
know.
True. They may be designed for handling them. There's some giant tube worms that feed off the hot waters from the vent. No other life form can stand that. And yet, they build their tubes right into the vents, and the vents shoot right on through their bodies. You know? So, they're taking on water that's hotter than what we call boiling, and they're just fine. You know? You know, and they're certainly getting heavy metals because they're getting the concentrated metals dissolved at high pressure in the water. So, yeah, you might be right. Those bottom feeders may well do well with the heavy metals.
Well, yeah, every creature is designed differently. Yeah, and that's why we're not supposed to eat bottom feeders. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
So,
okay, so the next one is blessed thistle.
Yeah.
And I don't know the difference between it and Canadian pineapple thistle or whatever. I know the pineapple thistle looks more like a pineapple on top, but I don't know how different that is than a blessed thistle. So, sorry. Blueberry.
Blueberry.
Blue violet. Hey, and here's one. Broad bean, a.k.a., I believe, fava?
Yes.
Okay.
We talked
broccoli.
That. We talked
eat
about that on a previous podcast.
Burdock definitely work as a visitor. But I recommend to eat the roots. Because the leaves turn to your black. It doesn't take very much to do them either. I'm sure they're full of nutrients. It doesn't taste them together. Butternut.
Butternut.
So would that? I assume that's the tree, but you know there is a butternut squash. Cabbage.
Cabbage. I like cooked cabbage, but
canistel.
I don't like regular cabbage.
You want to take a chance of pronouncing the next one? I said canistel.
I think that's about right. Canistel. Canistel.
Cape aloe.
Cape aloe, which is in the aloe family. That's a giant reddish-looking aloe. It only grows out in the desert.
Ah. Okay.
Wild carrot.
Growing a very dry green.
Might be too moist.
A.K.A. Queen Anne's Lace.
Yes. Cedar. Cedar's high in vitamin C. Those pine is probably on the list as well.
Yep, and here's the only one with a star on it, chaparral.
Chaparral!
And then chicory.
Chicory!
And my
I
favorite vegetable for salad.
Oh, and chickweed. Wow. So chickweed's good for everything. It's like a superfood.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see now.
And everybody's trying to kill it. Don't kill your chickweed. You should be eating it.
Oh, yeah.
It's good for almost everything. It's good for the lungs. It's good for the skin. It's good for weight loss. It's good for cancer. Shoot. I love chickweed. Chickweed is one of our favorite plants.
Yeah, I need to go away from myself next time I'm built.
Oh, yeah. David lost maybe 100 pounds on chickweed.
I need to go away myself on Phillies. Yeah, I didn't lose 100 pounds on chickweed.
50. At least 50.
Probably 20.
You look
no,
like
probably
you lost
20.
50
I didn't
pounds.
Have 50 to lose.
Didn't,
that may be.
Okay. He looked like he lost 50 pounds. Let's put it that way. Okay.
Yep, I lost a good 8 inches on my belt. So, yeah, he's probably right.
So if you need to lose weight, start eating chickweed. Page 44. Okay, go ahead.
Grant, some of my volume is probably due to bloat. You know, things causing me to be gassy. Seen,
oh, yeah,
chili
pepper good for a lot of stuff. Go ahead. Chili pepper.
Chili peppers, citrus, clover, chamomile, cleavers. Another one of my favorite
Yay.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce this one.
I have no clue. Coleus.
Coleus.
Or
so killing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll just skip on to the next one. Collard greens.
Collard greens.
And, oh, here's another weird one. Not quite as weird. Cornus cusa.
That's about right.
And then it says cruniferous vegetables, which is funny because it listed some of them, broccoli, cabbage. Let's see now.
Carnivorous vegetables?
Yeah, no. Cruciferous vegetables.
Oh, I thought you said carnivorous.
You know, things like that. Things like
are there
Brussels
any carnivorous
sprouts,
vegetables?
Cabbage, broccoli. There are carnivorous vegetables out there. Venus flytrap and
yes.
Sundew and yeah. I don't know
I wonder
if we
what...
eat those or not. I suppose we could.
All right, I'm going to look it up. Go ahead.
Currant.
Oh, yeah, we got tons
and
of those on the
currant.
Line. We got those, too.
And dandelion.
We got those, too. Everybody's got those.
And echinacea.
Yeah,
and
I guess we're not supposed to eat venus flytrap.
And flax and garlic.
Garlic.
And ginseng.
Ginseng.